Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1192, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 161, redirect examination. The human tongue could not produce any sign of violence in the vagina, where there is a skull wound 1.5 inches long cutting through the little arteries like the wound described above. There would bleed, and if the body lay in one place 30 or 40 minutes, there would be bleeding, and if the body is picked up and carried about 40 feet and dropped at another place, I would expect to find blood there. Skull wounds bleed very freely, and there would be blood wherever the body was. Dr. J.C. Olms, I add, sworn for the defendant, practicing physician for 36 years. Given the facts that a young lady 13 or 14 years old died in 8 or 10 hours after death, the body was embalmed with a preparation containing 8% formaldehyde, and the body is exhumed at the end of 9 or 10 days, and a post-mortem examination shows a wound on the left side of the back of the head about 1.5 inches long, with cuts through to the skull, but no actual fracture of the skull, but a hemorrhage under the skull corresponding to the point where the blow was delivered, with no injury to the brain, it would not be possible for a physician to determine whether or not that wound produced unconsciousness before death. Such a wound could have been made within a short while after death. It is impossible to tell from the mere fact of discoloration whether an eye was blackened before or after death. If the post-mortem made on the same subject 9 or 10 days after death showed upon an examination of the contents of the stomach a mixture of wheat bread and cabbage like this, states Exhibit G, it being possible to distinguish a cabbage leaf, and 32 degrees of acidity, it would not be possible to determine from these facts or any other chemical facts that might be found there how long that had been in the stomach with any degree of accuracy. It is impossible to tell when hydrochloric acid begins to be secreted in a given case. The hydrochloric acid follows a curve. As a rule, it ordinarily begins to rise until it reaches a certain point and then gradually goes off according to the character of the food and the amount in the stomach. After death, free hydrochloric acid and pepsin do not remain in such a state in the stomach that you could tell 9 days afterward the exact time of death. The hydrochloric acid disappears after death, and neither it nor the pepsin would be present in any degree 9 or 10 days after death. Embalming fluid destroys the pancreatic juices so that it would be impossible to find them. Cabbage like that, states Exhibit G, is liable to obstruct the opening of the pylorus and to delay digestion. Food of that character might remain in the stomach undigested for 10 or 12 hours, irrespective of the acid found there. If shortly after death a doctor makes a digital and visual examination of the vagina, opening the walls of the vagina with his hand, and finds no signs of violence, and then 9 or 10 days after death a post-mortem examination shows the epithelium detached from the walls of the vagina in a number of places, and a microscope shows on parts of the